Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I'm going to have Candy Pull with us today, and she's going to kind of help you. I've had lots of questions on how to get your real estate license and what does it mean to be a realtor. And I went to the top brass itself and got Candy to come answer your questions. So if you'll stay tuned, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Candy.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
First off, I want to congratulate you. The chamber deal we just had at the association, which you're a hospitality committee and you put on, I think was one of the best chamber business after hours I've ever been to.
Scott, it was really, really a nice one. And I say that because our hospitality committee, our executive committee, did a lot of planning. It was the first one we've ever done for the chamber. We've done other functions, but not this particular one. And it went real well. We had a great crowd. We gave away the Yeti. And I think that brought a lot of people out. And it was just a nice event.
Well, Kenny Bladdock cooking, Cookies by Design's cookies. Giving kudos to Linda Parker, Thomasine, the whole crew, and Carol. I mean, it was just a great deal. And folks, but I'm going to tell you right now, and to support the chamber, it's going to be hard to beat the one you just pulled off. I'm going to tell you that was very classy and very nice. But guys, if you can have a chance to do the business after hours, it's a great opportunity to mingle and talk about your business needs.
It really is, Scott, and we had a lot of that going on, a lot of networking last night.
A lot of fun, a lot of good food. Kind of jumping in things. Kenny, I get a lot of questions. They said, well, Scott, I've been thinking about getting real estate. What do I need to do?
Well, Scott, first you have to get a real estate license, but even before that, you have to have the education that goes with a real estate license application. The Texas Real Estate Commission, and we call that TREC, in Austin, has a requirement of education. And to begin with, you have to have 180 hours of education in what we call core education. And you can get a license with just 180 hours. It takes an application, though.
It used to be 90 and 90. Golden days when me and you got in this business.
180 was all you had to have. Now you have to have 270 total within 2 years of being licensed.
Okay, now, but can of the 270, can some of that be like if I went to UT and I got an English class and a...
No longer.
Okay,
Used to be some of your college credits would help you get a license, but no longer. As of 2013, that law changed, and you no longer can use any of your college credits. They have to be core real estate in Texas real estate information.
So it's not 180, it's 270?
It's 270, but 180 will get your application started.
Gotcha.
You can get a sponsoring broker. You can begin working, but within 2 years, before that license renews, you have to have another 90 hours.
Which is good.
It is, and it keeps you on your toes. But even after that, the Texas Real Estate Commission requires another 15 hours every 2 years after that, what we call MCE, Mandatory Continuing Education. And that is ongoing for the rest of the time you have a license. Whether you're a salesman license or a broker's license, eventually that 15 hours of MCE continues with you every 2 years.
Well, and it needs to. I'm a firm believer, and I know we're trying to add where we have the mandatory contracts class in that MCE.
Yes.
Which, I can tell you one thing. I had an opportunity, and it's been probably 10 years ago, to sit on the contracts, the broker lawyer where we did the contracts. We first put option money in. They've changed probably five times since then.
Every time we turn around, or legislatively, there's a change in how property issues have to be dealt with. There's a change in the contracts.
Yeah.
So the 84th legislature is in session. If anything comes out of final session that will do anything to change the licensing requirements or property management requirements, there will be a change to all the contracts, the addendums, and then we'll start all over again.
And I know we have several courses. Of course, what's more and more popular now is the online courses. You see more and more of that. We have courses at the association office.
We do. We offer at the association because real estate licensees have to have education. Realtors even have education on top of that. And so the association offers GRI for core hours, MCE for that continuing education. We have webinars and we have broadcast MCE, which are live and interactive. And so we have a lot of offerings all the time for our members.
And you can also go to our Realtor University online. and which is out of Austin, and it will give you a lot of courses you can take too.
Right, through the Texas University in Austin.
And there's some good champions, like Civil Rights Review champions, and there are different schools that you can do. ASU is a great provider.
ASU has continuing adult and continuing education, and they offer all the real estate courses necessary to get a license.
I think Dr. McKinney's still a great teacher.
He is still there and still doing a good job.
Does a good job for us. But can they call you if they have any questions?
Yes, they can call. Of course, in San Angelo, our area code is 325-944-2521. And if one of the ladies in the office, Angela or Amanda, cannot answer your questions, they can put you off to me, and or feel free to just ask for me, Candy Poole.
And I can tell you this. I said, Candy, you remember all the stuff in your head? She just gave me this little smirk smile. Goes, yes, yes, God, I remember everything. So, yes, this lady knows it all. She's been doing it a long, long time and can help you. Let's go a little bit. The broker requirements changed a couple of years, too, because you can't just be have your license for or under a broker for 2 years and get it, which I think that was a wonderful, wonderful decision.
Yes. Avis Wokash from the Georgetown area is chairman of the Texas Real Estate Commission. And one of the things she believes in totally, along with other commissioners sitting on that board, is education. And what we saw was it was so easy to just get a salesman's license, not do any more education, and in 2 years by an active license be able to hold a broker's license by passing a test. The feeling from the commission and some of the other providers of education who gave input, the Texas A&M Research Center as well, determined that there should be 4 years of continuing to have a license, working transactions, working with buyers, working with sellers, under a broker, sort of an apprenticeship, that which is exactly what it is, but for 4 years. So it is now 4 years from the time you get a salesman's license until you can apply for a broker's. But on top of that, Scott, it's now 900 classroom hours to be able to get a broker's. So when you finish your salesman's license, you have 270. You need the remaining up to 900 to be able to even apply for a broker's license. It's nearly the equivalent of a four-year degree in real estate.
Well, and you have to have some transactions.
You have to have some transactions in that 4 years. That was the part of the reason for that.
It's a good one. And Kenny, you can jump in on this, but folks, I'm going to tell you my opinion. If you're thinking about getting in the real estate business, first off, you take your education, which Candy just said, and that's going to teach you some things to do and really to how to stay out of trouble in the real estate business. You need to pick a good broker or somebody that you get along with, you like. They're going to teach you how to sell real estate. And I think that's why you have an apprenticeship, is for the brokers to help people do that. And I think there's two different things. They're both needed in that deal. But when people say, oh, I got my real estate license, now I'm ready to go, you probably aren't.
No. Scott, there's so much more. And I can't emphasize this enough. There's so much more to, quote, selling real estate than just having a license. People, this is one of their most expensive things they ever buy is a home. And they want someone who's professional, who understands the contracts and understand that each of those blanks that they are filling out can be explained to that buyer or to that seller what they're signing. It takes education to understand that. Understanding the closing costs today, working with lenders, working with your title companies. Surveys are an issue. How many days lawfully do I have to wait for a survey or not wait for a survey? And Scott, also, too, August 1,
exactly,
we're
going
right.
to
have some new changes to title information and how lenders deal with the title and the opinions of title and closing costs and closing statements and being able to close. And so there's so much more than just getting in a car and going and showing a house and writing a little offer. It is detailed. It is legal. It is professional. And we work very hard with the members of the association, all the realtors, to see that they have the education they need to be able to do this effectively and efficiently for buyers and sellers. That's why we're called realtors and not just licensees in the state of Texas.
Well, and I want to say one thing I brought up to in my own office. Talking about, well, she's talking about August 1. Where our HUD statements were 2 pages. They're going to go to 5 pages. It's going to be a lot different. And, you know, I always try to take a positive look. And I'm going to say this, especially after the Dobbs-Frank bill and what the government's, and all this is government stuff. You know what? And I look at it this way, and I told the agent, look at it this way. We've done this for 30 years. But people need a good real estate agent, a good realtor now more than they ever, ever did, because there are so many hurdles, so many obstacles, so many pitfalls to fall in that are very, very expensive. Now's the time you need a great agent.
It really is, Scott. These laws that have changed over time, I've been at this almost 40 years, and I can remember back where our contracts were legal size, but in the very middle was a huge blank place, and I just wrote what I needed to write, and it was a page and a half long.
Special revisions.
That's right. Today, those contracts are legal, binding, and very efficiently done by the Broker-Lawyer Committee of the Texas Real Estate Commission. And they are about 11 pages long, and then they have addendums based on what might be part of the transaction that a buyer and seller might need, such as the sale of other property, or if it has lead-based paint in an older home. And so there's so many pitfalls that a seller on their own do not understand. There is a 1994 law called a seller's disclosure law that was put into place that sellers have the responsibility, not their real estate agent, but they, the seller, to sign a form that's several pages long on the condition of every room in the house, the plumbing, the electrical, the roof, the carpet, anything they know about the property. They have now lawfully the requirement to disclose all that. If they don't know that, they can really get themselves in a pickle without the right agent to help them through it.
And Candy, I'm going to tell you this. It was a little townhouse in Bentwood, and this lady was probably in her 90s. Sweetest, preciousest little lady, the perfect little grandma lady. And I listed her property, and she said, "Honey, I can't see it." And I said, "Ma'am, I can't do it." So we actually called her daughter to come help her fill it out. So folks, your agent can't. We can do a lot of things for you, but we cannot fill that out. That's by law.
Yes. We, the agent, the realtor in the transaction, cannot fill out the seller's disclosure. It has to be done by the owner of the property or someone like a daughter who can take care of that. And if for some reason that seller has never lived in the property, maybe it's an estate and you are the benefactor and you've never lived in that property, you have to disclose that you don't know. And then that puts what we call the buyer to beware so that they can take care of anything they want inspected. They know ahead of time. They don't have that seller's information.
And I'm going to tell you one thing, and I tell all my sellers, that sheet, it came out of California, and it was meant to, you know, where they were saying, "Oh, my slab's fine." Well, no, what, it was cracked in half. They just covered it up with carpet. Folks, in West Texas, we have great people. You know what you can also do? You put a brand, and we have hot weather. So you put a brand new air conditioner in 2013. You can write all over that form. You can put new AC installed in 2013. You know, you can fill it out to the best of your ability. And you can also brag on all the good stuff, the new stove you just put, all the stuff you can. You know, just make it the most accurate, best information you can.
Accuracy, that is the most important thing. What you know and how you know it, and giving that correct information, because you're signing your life away, because the law also says that if it can be proven that the seller did not fill that out to all correctness, they can be sued to buy the house back and damages.
Yeah, just tell the truth and do the best you can.
That's
right. You know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.